Arno.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're just waiting for somebody else to come on.
Okay.
You're a little tired, I think.
Trudy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll check.
Understood. Please join me in saying the Anabekoa. Anabekoa. Gedula Chimisa. Da. Alphabet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Baharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikata Damid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zochre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanum, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei.
We will
will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte b'tchilu urchimu b'tchilu b'tchilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konenei aleinu maasei adeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar tane nan detuja Rihu koma diaved le'ela witata Kolaihu kishot fiovada ikshot Belayd lach mila bialma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mine yaulan haga beya kolana deakulu ovada dikshot inun wikolayt derich bialma. The energy of the year 5779 is to become wise, become wiser. And there are 13 verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verses start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet. This is the 10th of those verses. It connects to the month of Sivan. It is the from the book of Job, it's chapter 10, verse 20. Halo me'at yamai wachadal wishit mimeni v'adliga me'at. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom li'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam. Tavta v'lo yirgas, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame mehe shila la he aka aka heta heza yo ala da la awa he heya yoza la me behe he re yo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi ame be nu nu a nu yo ta he be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re Wame be yo he he anu wa he me fe yo da me be me nu po ayo wa fe be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he se se wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la pe yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a to me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a a la me cha he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu a ta me la he pe a yo wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he me a nu a ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be wa he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la wa he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 15th day of Sivan, is the progenitor of the tribe of Yehuda, Yehuda ben Yaakov Avinu. And I recommend reading the handout associated with him on the Hilulah pages, because there's some interesting aspects of his personality, which relates to many of the Jewish people today. Rabbi Yedidya Raphael Chai Abulafia, and Rabbi Shalom Shekalo. On the night of the, when we stayed up all night for the night of Shavuot, there were some code names that were revealed within the priestly blessing. And we will connect to those names today, right now. Yo he wa be yo he re a pe ka shi nu ka yo 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 ka wa he nu a wa he la he yo yo wa wa ka yo ka wa shi yo yo me la shi re a me ka wa la yo yo ka anu shi re pe la yo he wa he wa me. And now for the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yesod. You are Huni Wu Yahu. You Ahuni Woo Yohu. You Ahuni Woo Yohu. Hood. You Ahuni Woo Yohu. You Ahuni Woo Yohu. You Ahuni Woo Yohu. Netzach. Ye Ahini Wee Yohi. Ye Ahini Wee Yohi. Ye Ahini Wee Yohi. Tiferet. Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho. Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho. Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho. Gevura. Ye Ah. Ni Wee Yoh. Ye Ah. Ni Wee Yoh. Ye'ach, ni'wi'yoh. Chesed, ye'ah'ni'wi'yoh. 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 Bina, ye'ah'ni'wi'yoh. 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 Hachma. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esther Debrose.
Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi ha-Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim lo yihye lecha. Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha. Ve'esel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem. Willo ta'avim ki anochi Hashem Elohecha El Tana Poked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileishim. We are Rebeim Lishonai. We Ose Chesed La'alafim La'ohavai. Ushomre mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yenake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav. Lashav zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho sheshet yamim tavod v'asita kom lachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat l'ashem elohecha lo ta'aseh kom lachta. Ata uvincha, uvitecha, v'yavdecha, v'yamatcha, uvemtecha. V'gercha asher b'sharecha, ki sheshet yamin asa Hashem et ha-shamayin, et ha-aretz. Et hayam v'et kol asher bam. V'anach v'yom hashvi'i. Al kein Hashem et Yom HaShabbat Vayikadshehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'man yaritun yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinah lo tigno lo ta'aneh berei Acha et shaker lo tachmod beit re'echa lo tachmod eshet re'echa V'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l're'echa. We'll now say the bridge Kaddish, which we're using as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Before that, we will actually say the two lines of the Shema, which includes the Baruch Shem that grounds all the excess energy and requires that we say L'Shem Yehud once again. So please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we all say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And now we will say the Kaddish. Itkadalit kadashime rabba, and we all say Amen. Yalmadi brakirute viam lich malchute, bechaye chone viome chone bechaye. Biko peit Yisrael ba'aga gala uvizman kariv. Itbarachish tabak, itpar, itromam, itnase, itadar, italev, italal, shmedekucha, leila min kol birkata, leshirata, tushpechata, benechemata, da amiran, bi alma. Yeheshlama rabba min shamaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class tonight is the Writings of the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. When the landing page for the Ari opens up, please scroll down to the Parsha of Beha'alotcha. And the second link is titled Light Up the Night. And that will be our class tonight. We will start with the L'Shem Yehud. Are there any questions prior to me starting? L'Shem Yehud could shabri hu ishkinte bid hilu ur himu ud hilu ud hilu ur himu. Le akta L'Shem Yehud hei bavav hei. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu.
Developing character traits is like kindling the menorah's flames. Speak to Aaron and say to him, when you kindle the lamps, the seven lamps are to shine toward the front of the candelabrum. And Aaron did thus. He kindled the lamps toward the front of the candelabrum. The lamps of the candelabrum, the seven-branched menorah of the Holy Temple, were all in a straight line. The front of the menorah is thus interpreted to mean the lamp situated on top of its middle shaft. The word used for kindle literally means cause to ascend. The Arizal will explain why two separate terms are used for the burning of the lamps. One is kindling, and one is shining. I am adding. The above paragraph is a comment by the translator and the editor. Remember, there are 70 different explanations for every word in the Torah. Here are two additional potential understandings. When the third temple is in use and the Hanukkah or the Hanukkiah of eight candles is in use, the word front will be a code word for the center point, which is connected to Zion. Zion is the center point between the spiritual world and the physical world. This point is within the Holy of Holies. Another idea for the word front is in front of each candle. Perhaps the wall behind the candle miraculously turns into a mirror, reflecting all the light in front of each candle, or reflecting all the light to be in front of each candle. And all of this paragraph is my opinion. Continuing. Note as well that in Hashem's command, Aaron is only required to make sure the seven lamps shine toward the middle lamp of the candelabrum, whereas in describing how he fulfilled the command, we are told that he also kindled them facing toward the front of the candelabrum. This too will be explained in the course of this discussion. Many points touched upon in the previous installment will be developed and elucidated. And I am adding, I'm not sure what is the previous installment. The menorah is the physical manifestation of the Partsuf Rachel, the nukva of Zeranpin, which is postured back to back with Zeranpin itself. As we have explained previously, the nukva of Zeranpin appears as two Partsufim, Leah and Rachel, just as Jacob, the personification of Zeranpin, had two wives with these names. And just as the main wife of Jacob was Rachel, the main iteration of the Partsuf of Nukva is that of Rachel. When the Partsuf of Rachel is initially emanated or built, it is positioned back to back with Zeranpin. This corresponds to the Midrashic account of the creation of Adam and Eve, in which they were created as a sort of Siamese twin, joined back to back, and had to be sawed apart in order to later turn towards each other and mate. Similarly, the Partsuf of Rachel, once emanated, must be further developed in order to mate with Zeranpin. This is the process of kindling the lamps of the menorah, as will be explained now. Its seven lamps are the physical manifestation of the seven lower sephirot of the Partsuf of Rachel, from its chesed to its malchut. These together are called its body, and they are depicted as the three branches of the menorah, left, right, and center. I am adding. Which is the right side, as each side can be right or left, depending on which way you view it. An example is the person saying Kaddish takes three steps back and bows towards the left, then the right, and finally the center. The reason it is to the left first is that the left is the right of the Shekhinah, which is the ark, which is facing the congregation, facing the person saying the Kaddish. The menorah, of course, had seven branches, but what is meant here is the general subdivision of the three branches to the right, the three to the left, and the central shaft. As is known, the five states of Gevura in the Nukva's dot spread throughout the seven lower Sephirot, similar to the way the five states of Chesed spread throughout the body of Zeranpin. Whereas the Nukva is constructed mainly out of different states of Gevura, as we have explained, Zeranpin is constructed out of different states of Chesed. In Zeranpin, the five states of Chesed within its dot spread forth from Chesed to Hod, and the aggregate of their shining forth pools into the Yesod, and then the aggregate that shines in Yesod pulls into its Malchut. This is the mystical meaning of the seal within the seal, as we have explained in reference to Hoshana Rabbah. The seal within a seal is a halakhic concept of wine and other things, which has been touched by idolaters and is considered defiled unless it is sealed with a double seal. The mystical correlate of this concept is the seal given by Hashem on the promise of his beneficence given at the beginning of each year. This seal is seen as Hashem's assurance that he will bestow his beneficence on the Jewish people and via them to all worthy recipients among the other nations and creatures of the world, but not to the forces of evil. The wine will not be contaminated by association with false gods and ideologies. I am adding, according to Kabbalah, wine seen by idolaters is considered pasul, contaminated, since the bottle is only one seal. In large communities or events, large Jewish men stand between the wine bottle and or the Kiddush cup and the community. It is also behind the reason some communities require each person to say their own Kiddush. Cooked or pasteurized wine is exempt from the need for a seal within a seal, as the cooking is considered its own seal. This is my opinion. The lights of night shine via the lamps of the menorah. The first seal occurs during the Nila, the closing prayer of Yom Kippur, when the judgment which began on Rosh Hashanah is signed and sealed. But this judgment is subject to further certification by the holiday of Sukkot, which is also a time of judgment, although in a more positive vein. Thus, on each day of this holiday, special prayers are recited called Hoshanot, prayers for salvation. The last day of Sukkot is the final closing day of this second judgment period, and is called Hoshana Rabbah, the Great Salvation, after the extra-long Hoshanot recited on it. In the terminology of Kabbalah, the divine effulgence which flows through the midot becomes solidified and ready to be transmitted to the world when it reaches the Sephirah of Yesod. The Sephirah, which is of Yesod, is a drive for transmission, but it is only fully assured of uncontaminated transmission when it reaches the Sephirah of Malchut, that of full expression. The five states of Chesed that spread through Zeron Pin are alluded to by the five times the word light is mentioned in the account of the first day of creation, and are called lights of day. The five states of Geburah that spread through the Nukva and shine in it are called the lights of the night. These shine via the lamps of the mount of the menorah. Thus, the seven lamps, which are the vessels that hold the burning oil and wicks, manifest the seven lower sephirot of the Nukva, while the seven lights which burn in them, shining from the fires and flames of the burning wicks inside the lamps, are the lights that shine via the vessels. On the first day of creation, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. What gives the Sephirot its unique identity is the context in which the light shines. Every Sephirah is composed of a light and a vessel. In most contexts, the light is simply the divine energy or the creative force, which is a uniform, simple entity that does not change from one Sephirah to another. What gives the Sephirah its unique identity is its vessel, which is the context in which the light shines. The standard analogy for this is clear water that is poured into different colored glasses. Although water is colorless, it will appear to assume the color of the glass it is poured into. Similarly, God is a simple unified essence, but he acts through the various attributes of the Sephirot, which may be diametrically opposed to one another, such as Chesed and Geburah. The dichotomy of light and vessel allows the one God to assume a multitude of attributes without compromising his unity. A more detailed analysis of this issue leads to the conclusion that the lights also have some a priori identity even before they enter their respective vessels. But this discussion and its ramifications are beyond the scope of the present document. I am adding. The above paragraph is the translator, the editor's comment. It is not complete. If it is accurate, it applies to each individual's midot, their character traits, and their personality traits as well. As we have explained elsewhere, the states of Chesed that spread throughout Zeron Pin are divided into two categories. As far down as its chest, they are covered within the sheath of the Yesod of Ima, which reaches thus far, from its highest, from its chest and below. However, they are exposed lights. Thus, the exposed lights are the lower two-thirds of the Tiferet of Zeron Pin. This is what is meant by the chest downward. plus the two full lights of Netzach and Hod of Zeran Pin. They are thus 2 2/3 exposed light. The five states of Chesed of Zeran Pin originate in Ema, the Partuf of Bina, as will be explained further on. They are transmitted from Ema to Zeran Pin via the Yesod of Ema. In psychological terms, this simply means that the love or enthusiasm that expresses itself throughout the entire emotional array originates in the intellect, specifically in Bina, where the insight of Chokmah is developed into a full conceptual structure that can elicit an emotional response. Since intellect, however, itself is self-referencing and self-oriented, it is only the Yesod of Bina, the drive of the intellect to actualize itself, which is interested in changing reality by editing an emotional response. Mercy is much more subjective and oriented toward the needs and conditions of the intended recipient of the new reality. This drive, the Yesod of Ema, thus envelopes and is the context within which the five states of Chesed are manifest in Zeran Pin, at least as far as its chest. As far as the first of a third of Tiferet of Zeran Pin inclusively. To that point, as they manifest through Chesed and Giburah and the beginning of Tiferet, this point onward, however, this awareness of where the emotional response is coming from is lost. And the emotional response, the spreading forth of the five states of Chesed through Zeran Pin, assumes a life of its own. This is what is meant by calling these states of Giburah revealed, or exposed, or unsheathed from that point on. The inner experience of Chesed is love. That of Giburah is fear. That of Tiferet is mercy. Love and fear are still abstract enough to retain awareness of their source in the intellect. Their thrust is simply the transmission or withholding of the idea without too much reference to the recipient. Mercy, in contrast, is much more subjective and oriented towards the needs and conditions of the intended recipient of the new reality. Therefore, only its first third or intellectual abstract aspect. And recall that every sephirah itself subdivides into 10 sub-sephirot, grouped into thirds of intellect, emotion, and drive. And they can't. These sub-sephirot, grouped into thirds, can retain the consciousness of where it's coming from. The rest of it is focused on where it is directed. Since these 2 2/3 lights are divested of any envelope, restraining them, they descend rapidly down to Yesod as they're unpinned. In contrast to the deliberate nature of intellect, emotion is characterized as being impetuous and forceful. They then rebound, ascending as reflected light, and spread through the three axes of Zeran Pin until they reach the Keter. In this way, they cause Zeran Pin to grow and mature. By receiving and transmitting the inspiration of Chokmah and Bina, Abba and Ema, the Zeran Pin matures. The flow of positive energy, well rooted in insight, into holiness and its intellectual development, serves to make the emotionality of Zeran Pin more and more holy and mature in its orientation. axes here mentioned are the right, the left, and the middle lines of the sub-sephirotums there on Pin. The right is Chachma, Chesed, Netzach. The left is Bina, Gevurah, Hod. And the center is Keter, Dat, Tiferet, Yesod, and Malchut. Although Malchut starts out on the left, and then as it matures, it moves to the center. When the light of the five states of Chesed that originated from Ima reached the Keter of Zeranpin, they influence its will, which in turn sets the tone for the overall focus of the Partsuf. The rebound occurs at the level of Yesod, the outward drive for actualization of the emotions. By actualizing itself outwards, the Partsuf itself gains and matures internally. This is because self-actualization and propagation promotes self-validation and the remaking of the self in the image it is projecting outwards. One rises in the occasion, so to speak. This is akin to the common experience that by helping someone else or teaching someone else, the helper or teacher gains and grows immensely. As our sages have said, more than the householder helps and grows, helps the pauper. The pauper helps the householder. And I have learned much from my colleagues, more from my teachers, but most of all from my students. A similar process occurs in the Nukva, for when these states of Givorah issue from the back of Zeranpin, in order to develop the Nukva, they cannot issue simply as lights of Givorah. Rather, the issue with them, some of the vessels and walls of Zeranpin itself, which clothe and envelope them. As will be explained later, these vessels and walls are the sheath of Yesod of Zeranpin, which is the context in which these lights of Givurah issue. Just as the states of Chesed issued from Ima in the sheath of its Yesod. It thus follows that just as in Zeranpin, the states of Chesed are partly covered and partly exposed, so it is with regard to the Nukva. The states of Givurah are partly covered and partly exposed, or the vessels of Zeranpin partly cover them. Now, with regard to Zeranpin, the sheath covering the five states of Chesed is the Yesod of Ima. Since it, the Yesod of Ima, is short, it ends at its Zeranpin's chest. In contrast, however, the sheath covering the states of Givurah, spreading through the Nukva, originate in the Yesod of Zeranpin, which is long, reaching until the bottom of Tiferet of the Nukva. The passage from Ima to Zeranpin is a change of essence, from intellect to emotion. Therefore, as we said, the intellectual actualization drive of Yesod can extend only so far as the intellectual aspect, the upper third of Tiferet of Zeranpin. In contrast, the passage from Zeranpin to the Nukva is just a change of focus, from emotion per se to the expression of emotion. Therefore, the self-actualization drive of Zeranpin can extend all the way down to the end of Tiferet of the Nukva. In other words, the consciousness of the emotions themselves can remain in the expression of consciousness of the Nukva as far as its Tiferet, or mercy, or its empathy. From that point on, the transmission consciousness, Netzach and Hod, takes over. It thus follows that Zeran Pin, 2 2/3 of its states of Chesed are exposed, while in the Nukva, only the two states of Gevurah, manifest in its Netzach and Hod, are exposed. This is one difference between the states of Gevurah of the Nukva and the states of Chesed of Zeran Pin, the extent to which they are exposed or concealed. A further difference is regarding the height of the point where they become exposed. That is, in Zeran Pin, where they are exposed from the chest down, the descent which the states of Chesed traverse is relatively tall. The states of Chesed, once they become exposed, traverse the remaining 2/3 of Tiferet before they reach Yesod of Zeran Pin. The Sefirot of Netzach and Hod do not add any length to the descent of the states of Chesed, for Yesod is positioned directly under Tiferet, just as the reproductive organ is the lower extremity of the torso in the human body. The legs, which correspond to Netzach and Hod, being off to the side. But in the case of the Nukva, there is almost no descent for its states of Gevurah to traverse whatsoever. For as soon as they emerge from the bottom of its Tiferet, they immediately enter its Yesod. Now it is known the chief way the states of Chesed cause Zeran Pin to mature is by the force of their descent and headlong rush into its Yesod. Even in English, we see the word emotion is related to motion. The chief usefulness and effect of emotions is their force, which provide their impact, the intensity with which they assault its Yesod. This is clearly demonstrating if a stone falls from a height of 10 cubits, it will rebound upward 1 or 2 cubits. But if it is falling from a height of 20 cubits, it will rebound upward double the distance. Therefore, in the case of Zeran Pin, when their descent was from the great height, the states of Chesed were able to rebound it as reflected light all the way up its nature, its stature, and they spread through all three of its accesses as well, reaching its Keter. But in the case of the Nukva, there are two drawbacks. Firstly, in the number of exposed states of Gevurah, of which there are only 2 in contrast to the exposed states of Chesed in Zeran Pin, of which there are 2 2/3. And secondly, in the height of their descent and their fall, which is practically not, as we have explained. Once they have been exposed, their light expands and spreads outward. Thus, Nukva's exposed states of Gevurah that descend to its Yesod are not capable of rebounding up to its Keter, at the same time spreading upward through all three of its axes, as do the rebounding states of Chesed and Zeran Pin. In order that they be able to reach the Nukva's Keter, they do not spread upward through its three axes. Rather, they ascend to its Keter like through the middle axis. In this way, the intensity of their light is not diminished by being spread through the other two axes. We are only concerned that the nucleus central axis be illuminated by the light of these states of Gibura, and not that the other two axes be illuminated by them. This is because at the top of these two axes are the nucleus' two brain lobes, those of Hokma and Bina, which shine downward through the left and right axes. But its Keter initially possesses no such brain, and it is improper for its Keter initially to be inferior to its Hokma and Bina. It is therefore crucial that the states of Gibura ascend to Keter in order to shine as the brain of Keter itself. We have explained a similar process elsewhere with regard to why the states of Chesed of Zeron Pin must ascend to its Keter. You might ask, these two states of exposed Gibura ascend back through the middle axis and pass through Tiferet, whose light, as we said, is entirely sheathed. If so, how can they act to enlarge and mature them, since they become hidden again as they were to begin with? It would seem that on the rebound, the exposed states of Gibura would re-enter the consciousness of the upper triad of emotions, which, as we said in Nukva, is still permeated with the consciousness of Zeron Pin. The emotions in and of themselves, thus it would seem these lights would lose their inertia and revert to their previous subdued state. The answer to this is that once they had been exposed, their light, which was initially confined and constricted within the sheath of the Yesod of Zeron Pin, it expands and spreads outward. Therefore, even when they return upward to the level of Tiferet and become hidden within the sheath, they cannot become confined and restricted as they were originally. On the contrary, they cause the sheath to expand. Thus, the vessel of their sheath, for which they enter together with those states of Gibura that remain covered within it, now become greatly energized by their impact and expand concomitantly to the extent that the place, the level of Tiferet, can no longer contain them. This is similar to the process we explained elsewhere regarding how the states of Chesed affect Zeron Pin. Thus, both the vessel of Tiferet and the lights of those states of Gibura that remained hidden within it gain immeasurably by the impact of the returning reflected light. Aaron represents the way the flow of Zeron Pin incites and inspires and causes the Nukva to mature and develop. We may now begin to explain the mystical significance of kindling the lamps of the menorah in the Holy Temple. The descent of the states of Gibura within the Nukva, down to its Yesod, is called kindling the lamps and making them shine. This is the process referred to in the verse quoted above by the words, "The seven lamps are to shine." The idiom causing to ascend is not used here, as it is earlier in the same verse. In contrast, the ascent and rebound of these states of Gibura from Yesod to Nukva to its Keter is a different aspect of kindling the lamps, and is referred to with the idiom causing to ascend. It is this that our sages referred when they said that the meaning of causing the lamps to ascend is that Aaron should kindle the wicks, until the flame ascends by itself. It rebounds on its own power. The mystical meaning of the verse is thus, in order to make the lights ascend, they must first shine and descend through the seven midot of the nukva. Aaron, however, did more than he was commanded to, for he was only commanded to make sure that the wicks faced the middle shaft of the menorah, which embodies the middle axis of the nukva. When the five states of Giborah were descending through the nukva, as it is written, the seven lamps are to shine toward the front of the candelabrum. The word for front in Hebrew is peneh, and also means the inner part of, or in this context, the central shaft. He, however, waited in order to ensure that even when they reascended, they would do so only through the middle axis, as we explained. This is the mystical meaning of the following verse. And Aaron did thus. He kindled the lamps toward the front of the candelabrum. In this verse, the idiom of shining is not used, as it is in God's commandment to him. The reason why Aaron did this is as follows. When the two exposed states of Geburah descended down to Yesod, they separated from each other, since there was no sheath forcing them together. And this is only to be expected, inasmuch as they were Netzach and Hod, which are two opposite forces, the front belonging to the right side and the second to the left. Therefore, when they ascended on their rebound, they were also separated, each one tending toward its native axis. But had they been allowed to pursue this path, this would have dissipated their light, such that they would not have been able to reach the nukva's catcher, as we have explained above. He therefore tarried in the process of kindling them until the flame ascended by itself, that is, such that the light ascended solely into the middle axis, which is called the front of the menorah. Once it has entered this channel, it can no longer diffuse to the right or to the left, because this channel is bounded by walls preventing this. Rather, the light must perforce ascend directly up the middle line until it reaches the catcher. Aaron's characteristic trait was that of love, as we are taught, be of the students of Aaron, loving peace and pursuing peace, loving the creatures and drawing them near to the Torah. By kindling the menorah, he thus aptly represented the way the flow of Zeranpin, the emotions, the principal one of which is love, inspires and causes the nukva to mature and to develop. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 4:30 for a deeper Zohar class on Lech Lecha, and one at 7 p.m., which will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.